بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. مكتبة الموحدين بتعاون مع عدة مساجد في منطقة البحر الكريمي والولايات المتحدة يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذا الدرس الأسبوعي في شرح كتاب فضل الإسلام للشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. يقوم بشرحه فضيلة الشيخ سالم بن محرز حفظه الله تعالى. موحدين Publications in conjunction with several مساجد in the Caribbean and US is pleased to present this weekly class, which is an explanation of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab's book, The Virtues of Islam, explained by Sheikh Salim bin Mihraz, may Allah preserve him. فليتفضل شيخنا مشكورا مأجورا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، نواصل درسنا في شرح كتاب فضل الإسلام للشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب التميمي النجدي رحمه الله تعالى. قال الشيخ رحمه الله: باب قول الله تعالى: فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. هذه الآية العظيمة فيها توجيه من الله تعالى لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم بإخلاص الدين لله تعالى. قال: فأقم وجهك. أقم وجهك يعني دين لله، دينا خالصا مستسلما بوجهك لله، كما قال تعالى: بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. فإقامة الدين لله تعالى أي الإخلاص فيه. فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا أي مائلا عن الشرك، متجها إلى الله تعالى بالتوحيد الخالص، مبتعدا عن الشرك بكل أصنافه. فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا أي مبتعدا عن الشرك متبعا لرسول الله. بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن، الإحسان هو اتباع السنة، اتباع النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. فهذان شرطان عظيمان: إخلاص الدين لله تعالى من الشرك والبدع والمحدثات، واتباع الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام بهديه وسنته. هذا هو الدين الذي ينبغي أن يتجه إليه كل مسلم، أمر به الرسول وأمر به كل من أرسل إليه الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام من أمة الإسلام. هذا هو الدين القيم، فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها، أي أن الله تعالى فطر الناس على الإسلام وعلى الدين الحنيف. فما من مولود يولد على هذه الأرض إلا ويأتي بميلاده متضمن الاتجاه نحو الإسلام، فالإسلام دين الفطرة، وكل مولود يولد على الفطرة وهي دين الله تعالى، دين الإسلام، دين التوحيد، دين الاتباع لرسول الله. ولذلك جاء عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الصحيح أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه. إذن كل مولود يولد في أصله مفطور على الإسلام، وهو إخلاص الدين لله عز وجل. هذا هو الأصل لكل مخلوق، وإنما ينحرف ذلك المخلوق بعد ذلك بما يطرأ عليه من التربية من آبائه. ولذلك قال: فأبواه يهودانه، أي يجعلونه يهودي، أو ينصرانه يجعلونه نصراني، أو يمجسانه يجعلونه مجوسي، يغيرون فطرته بما عندهم من الفطرة المنحرفة عن دين الله، وبما عندهم من الشرك والكفر. قال: لا تبديل لخلق الله، أي أن الله تعالى يخلق كل إنسان على فطرة الإيمان، لا أحد يستطيع أن يخلق إنسانا كافرا، هذا مستحيل، لا يخلق إنسان كافر، لما يخلق مسلم مفطور على الإسلام، لكن يتصرف فيه بعد ذلك الآباء والأمهات ومن عاش معهم، فيحرفونه عن دين الله وعن الفطرة وعن الإسلام، فيتهود أو يتنصر أو يلحد أو يكون مجوسي أو بوذي أو غير ذلك. والإسلام هو الدين الحق، ذلك الدين القيم أي المعتدل. دين الإسلام هو دين الاعتدال، دين الوسطية، لا غلو فيه ولا إفراط ولا تفريط، دين على الجادة، إيمان بالله وإيمان برسول الله وما جاء به رسول الله من كتاب وسنة، واتباع دين، والدين هو العمل، الصلاة، الصيام، الحج، الزكاة، كل عمل يؤدي الإنسان هو دين، أي يدين الله به لأنه أمر بذلك. ودين الإسلام دين وسط، لا جنوح فيه إلى شدة وغلظة وغلو، ولا فيه جفاء وإفراط، وإنما هو دين حنيف وسط بين الملل وبين غلو الناس وتساهلهم. فينبغي الإنسان أن يسير على هذا الدين على جادة كما فطر في خلقه. ثم قال الله تعالى: ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون، أي أكثر الناس يجهلون دين الله تعالى بعدم تعلمهم وبعدم تلقيهم دين الله، وإنما يتبعون أهواءهم، فأكثر الناس على ضلال. قال تعالى: وما أكثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنين، وما أكثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنين. وهنا قال: ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون، أي يجهلون الدين القيم، دين الحنيف، دين التوحيد، وينحرفون عن ذلك. وهذا يبين أن الأكثرية ليست حجة، والكثرة ليست حجة، ولكن حجة مع من سار على تعاليم الدين الحنيف وسار على ما جاء به الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. فلا تغلنك يا عبد الله الكثرة، ولا تغتر بها، ولكن كن مع دين الله ومع الفئة الناجية ومع أهل السنة والجماعة، واطلب من الله الهداية والعون، وتعلم واعمل بما تعلمت متقربا الله تعالى، سائرا على درب النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. نعم.
شيخ حفظ الله تعالى began by mentioning the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, praising Him, as He is Allah, the Lord of everything in creation, and invoking His peace and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, and all of his companions and those who follow their guidance. And said that we are continuing our class in the book Fadl al-Islam, the virtues of Islam, by Sheikh Muhammad al-Abd al-Wahhab al-Tamimi al-Najdi rahimahullah, and we've reached a chapter which is entitled, with it's given the title of a verse from the book of Allah Ta'ala, which is: so direct your face toward the religion in monotheism, The natural disposition which Allah has created people upon. There is no changing the creation of Allah. That is the upright religion, but the majority of people do not know. This is indeed a great ayah from the book of Allah, and it shows us how Allah Azza wa Jalla was directing His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to direct all of his acts of worship with sincerity towards Allah, to make all of the religion in its entirety for the sake of Allah and nothing else. So he began the ayah saying, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. So, direct your face towards the religion and monotheism. This religion is something that we consider an act of coming closer to our Lord, and thus we do it with all sincerity, seeking His pleasure and nothing else. Allah says, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجَهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Whoever submits his face to Allah and he is a muhsin, he is perfecting his acts of worship, they shall have no fear nor shall they grieve. So what is meant by directing one's face towards Allah, practicing the religion and upholding it, is doing the acts of worship and the religion with sincerity to Allah, doing them for His sake and for no sake other than His. What is meant by directing one's face toward the religion in monotheism, hanifa, monotheism, is leaning away from shirk, avoiding every type of associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and doing the opposite, directing every act of worship to Allah and Allah alone, leaving alone every aspect of shirk. Allah said, whoever submits his face towards Allah, and he is a muhsin. What is meant by ihsan, this perfection, is following the sunnah. So the first part of the ayah, submitting one's face towards Allah, shows us the legislation of doing things sincerely for Allah, and doing them with perfection, or ihsan, shows us the legislation of doing them according to the sunnah of our Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And these two things are the two prerequisites, the two foundations that every act of worship must stand upon if the person wants that act of worship to be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Any act of worship, if it's going to be accepted by Allah, must meet these two prerequisites, these two conditions. It must be done only for the sake of Allah. It must be done in accordance to what Allah Himself legislated through the sunnah of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is the religion that every Muslim should follow. We should follow what our Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself was commanded with, and what everyone who follows him was likewise commanded with. Allah created people in a natural disposition. The natural disposition of every human being is to be a Muslim, to submit towards Allah, to recognize that there is only one Creator, and to serve and worship that one Creator. And so, as the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam informed, there is no newborn child on the face of the earth. No child is born except that that child is born upon the natural disposition of Islam, that he has a natural inclination towards worshipping his Lord. And so this is the religion of the fitrah, the natural disposition of Allah, and this is the religion of tawheed, worshipping Allah alone. As we find in the authentic narration, Allah's Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is no newborn child except that he is born upon the fitrah, the natural disposition of Allah, which is tawheed. But then his parents come and make him a Jew, a Christian, or a fire worshipper. So every newborn child has this natural inclination to worship its Lord. This is by nature. But through nurture, through environment and upbringing and teaching, children follow other religions. They stray away from their natural disposition of worshipping their Lord and their Lord alone, and they begin to worship created things. And so, through external factors, by being influenced by environment, the majority of people stray away from their natural inclination towards tawheed. because of what they see around them, because of what their parents teach them, so on and so forth. Allah says next in the ayah, لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. There is no changing the creation of Allah. Allah created every human being in a natural disposition of iman, with this natural inclination towards believing in His revelation and following His legislation. It is not possible for anyone to change this creation of Allah. It is impossible for anyone to change a newborn child such that that child's natural disposition is to worship other than Allah. This is not possible. The natural disposition of every newborn child is to worship Allah. So it's not possible for anyone to make a child who is born as a kafir. However, by continual upbringing, teaching, influencing the children little by little, they take them away from their natural disposition and turn them into disbelievers. And so external factors, parents' teachings, are what make people Buddhists and Christians and Jews and atheists, and other than that. The natural religion of Allah, however, is what Allah describes in this ayah as the upright religion. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That is the upright religion. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But the majority of people don't know. The upright religion of Allah, the religion of Islam, is a religion of moderation. A religion of moderation, and it is a balanced religion. A religion of believing in Allah and His Messenger and everything that His Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught in the Book of Allah and His Sunnah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This religion is based upon acts of worship, which are namely testifying to Allah's oneness, establishing the prayers for Allah's sake, giving zakat for Allah's sake, fasting the month of Ramadan, and performing the pilgrimage to Allah's house. These are what everyone who believes in Allah considers acts of worship, because they have been commanded to perform these acts as ways of getting closer to their Lord. This is a balanced way of life, a moderate way of life. There is no extremism in Islam. There is no harshness in Islam. Likewise, there's no being too lax and being too lazy and just leaving off one's obligations, but rather taking a middle course, being responsible and taking a middle course in one's religion. This is the religion which is monotheism. It's befitting for every human being to follow this religion, the religion which he was created upon, the religion of worshiping his Lord and his Lord alone. But Allah says at the very end of this ayah, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people do not know. The majority of people don't know the reality of this religion. They don't know. They haven't learned it. And instead, following this religion, they follow their desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. The majority of people, no matter how hard you try, will not be believers. And so this shows us that the majority of people are not going to continue following that natural disposition which Allah gave them at the time of their birth. And this shows us that the rule of majority rules, this principle that we have, majority rules, whatever the majority of people say, then that's what we go with. This has no validity whatsoever. Because Allah is telling us that the majority of people don't know. The majority of people don't do the right thing. The majority of people don't serve their Creator alone. The majority of people follow their own desires. And so, majority does not always rule. Majority is not always the bottom line. The bottom line is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated Himself. And so, O servant of Allah, do not be deceived by numbers. Do not be deceived by who has the most followers. Follow the Book of Allah, stay with Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, seeking the help of your Lord. Allah al-Shaykh.
ثم قال الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى وقوله تعالى ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقوله تعالى: ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. بيّن الشيخ من هذه الآيات الدلالة على أن دين الإسلام الدين الحنيف هو دين الأنبياء جميعا، وهذا الدين كان دين إبراهيم عليه السلام أبو الأنبياء، وكان مسلما حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين. ثم وصى إبراهيم عليه السلام بنيه، فأبناء إبراهيم هما إسماعيل وإسحاق، ومن إسحاق جاء بعد ذلك يعقوب وبنيه، ويعقوب هو إسرائيل، ومن ذريته أنبياء. فوصى إبراهيم عليه السلام بنيه، ويعقوب أيضا وصى بنيه، كل الأنبياء يوصي بعضهم بعضا بالتمسك بدين الإسلام، بالحنيفية السمحاء، بتوحيد الله. قال: وصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب: يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين، أي اختار لكم الدين وشرع لكم الدين، فينبغي لكم أن تدينوا بدين الله تعالى. الله اختار لكم التوحيد وهو دين الأنبياء، فينبغي لكم أن تسيروا على هذا الدين إلى أن تموتوا، فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، أي مبتعدون عن الشرك وعن البدع وعن الضلالات، متمسكين بدين الله تعالى وهو الإسلام، بإسلام الوجه لله والإخلاص له والابتعاد عن الشرك والثبات على ذلك إلى حين الممات، لأن الأعمال بالخواتيم، والإنسان قد يكون على خير فترة من الزمن أو يكون على شر، لكن النظر في الخواتيم، فمن كان على خير وختم له على خير فذاك الذي يفلح ويكون سعيد في الدنيا والآخرة، وأما من انحرف فإنه قد يضل ويشقى وقد يكفر ويخلد في النار خالدا مخلدا. فينبغي الإنسان أن يسير على درب الأنبياء وأن يستمر في ذلك، في ثبات وفي إخلاص وفي متابعة إلى حين الممات. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، أي موتوا على الإسلام كما حييتم على الإسلام. ثم أن الله تعالى وصى محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام خاتم الرسل بأن يسير على درب الأنبياء، على درب إبراهيم ومن جاء بعده، فقال تعالى: ثم أوحينا إليك أي يا محمد أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفة، اتبعهم في هذه الملة العظيمة في توحيد الله تعالى وإخلاص الدين له والحذر من الشرك والحذر من البدع والضلالات، أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفة وما كان من المشركين. إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام لم يكن من المشركين، لم يكن إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا، ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما، وهكذا سار النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بهذا الأمر العظيم. إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله، أي دائما العبودية لله، حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين، أي متجها إلى الله تعالى بالتوحيد ولم يشرك به، شاكرا لأنعمه لنعمائه عليه بالإيمان والإسلام والتوحيد والذرية وخيرات عظيمة شاكرا لأنه اجتباه أي أخلصه، فكان خليل الله تعالى وولي الله تعالى وأبو الأنبياء، هداه إلى صراط مستقيم في الدنيا، وإنه في الآخرة أيضا لممن ينعم الله عليهم شاكرا لأنه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم، شاكرا لنعم الله عليه وعلى بنيه ومن ذريته أيضا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. وهكذا ينبغي لكل مسلم أن يسير على هذا الدرب العظيم، درب الأنبياء ومن سار معهم، حتى ينعم بالفلاح في الدنيا والآخرة. نعم
أحسن الله. الشيخ آخر رحمه الله then said, he cited two verses from the book of Allah Ta'ala. The first is, then Ibrahim advised his sons with it, and likewise did Ya'qub, saying, O my sons, indeed Allah has chosen for you the religion, so do not die until and unless you are Muslims. And the statement of Allah Ta'ala, and then we revealed to you to follow the religion of Ibrahim and monotheism. Indeed, he was not one of the polytheists. Hidayat rahmatullah was explaining that the religion of Islam is the religion of all of the other prophets. All of them, their religion was Islam. And this was the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the father of all of the prophets. He was a Muslim. He was a monotheist, and he was not one of the polytheists. And it was him, Ibrahim, who advised his sons, Ismail and Ishaq, and then from Ishaq, his son Ya'qub, who is Israel. Likewise, they advised their sons to do the same thing, to follow the religion of the prophets, to follow Islam. All of the prophets advised one another to hold fast to the religion, practicing Islam. As Ibrahim and the other prophets said to their sons, indeed Allah has chosen for you the religion. He has chosen for you Tawheed. He has chosen for you the way of the life, the way of life that the prophets followed. And so you should hold on to that way of life, staying far away from associating partners with Allah and staying far away from innovating in the religion of Allah. A person could be upon goodness, in a state of goodness, living a pious lifestyle for some time in his life, but then go astray and deviate towards the end of his life. And likewise, a person could be living an evil lifestyle and then submit to Allah towards the end of his life. And the important thing is how a person dies. The important thing is how a person dies, because the state that they die in is the most important condition. So whoever wants to succeed should hold on to his Islam until the very last moment. And thus we find the prophets advising their children here, saying, indeed Allah has chosen for you the religion, so do not die until and unless you are Muslims. Keep practicing your Islam until the very last moment. No one will be successful except those who do this. Those who turn away from the religion, regardless of how long they had been practicing Islam, will not succeed. They will be wretched in the afterlife. And so, everyone who believes in Allah on the last day should continue to follow the religion of the prophets until the time of death. So Allah says, Ya Yuhan, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, be dutiful to and fearful of Allah as He deserves to be feared, and do not die until and unless you are Muslims. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do the same thing, to follow the religion of Ibrahim, the religion of monotheism, and to stay far away from associating any partners with Allah or introducing anything into the religion which is not part of it. This was the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was a monotheist. He stayed far away from polytheism. He was not a Christian. He was not a Jew, but rather he was a Muslim. So Allah says, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Indeed, Ibrahim was a nation submitting to Allah, but he was not one of the polytheists. شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ. He was grateful to Allah for his blessings. He turned towards Allah with Tawheed, and he was thankful, grateful to Allah for the blessings. And from the greatest of those blessings, the blessing of Iman. And likewise, he was thankful for the blessing of his offspring. Ijtabahu. Allah chose him. Allah chose Ibrahim. He was the close friend of Allah and the father of the prophets. وَهَدَاهُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. He chose him and he led him, guided him to a straight path. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam was following the straight path, and because we are commanded to take him as our example and follow in his path, it's befitting for everyone, who says La ilaha illallah, every Muslim, to follow this path, the path of all of the previous prophets, until the very last moment, the moment of death. Tafadhal Shaykh.
ثم قال الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن لكل نبي ولاة من النبيين وإن ولي أبي إبراهيم وخليل ربي. ثم قرأ قول الله تعالى إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي والذين آمنوا والله ولي المؤمنين. هذا فيه بيان أن الأنبياء يتولى بعضهم بعضا ويسير بعضهم خلف بعض في هذا الدين العظيم، يقتدون ببعض سلسلة واحدة من أولهم إلى آخرهم، يوحدون الله تعالى جميعا. فالرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام سار على درب إبراهيم، ولذلك قال إن لكل نبي ولاة من النبيين وإن ولي أبي إبراهيم وخليل ربي. إذا رسول الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سار على درب الحنيفية السمحاء دين إبراهيم ودين جميع الأنبياء، والرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام هو أولى بإبراهيم من اليهود والنصارى الذين كذبوا وادعوا أن إبراهيم كان يهوديا. اليهود ادعوا أن إبراهيم كان يهوديا، والنصارى ادعوا أن إبراهيم كان نصرانيا فكذبهم الله وقال ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. ثم بيّن الله تعالى أن أتباع إبراهيم أولاهم وأحقهم بذلك هو محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي، أي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. فالذين اتبعوا إبراهيم هم أهل الإسلام، وجاء محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام بدين الإسلام متبع لأبيه إبراهيم على الحنيفية السمحاء، وجاء معه أيضا من اتبع الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام وهم أهل الإيمان الذين ساروا على درب الحنيفية السمحاء، والله ولي المؤمنين أي ناصرهم ومؤيدهم. هذه ولاية خاصة لله تعالى لأهل الإيمان، وإلا فإن الله تعالى ولي لكل المخلوقات برزقهم ورعايتهم، لكن هناك ولاية خاصة لأهل الإيمان والذين آمنوا والله ولي المؤمنين، أي ولاية تأييد ونصر وحفظ ومحبة وموالاة. الله ولي المؤمنين خاصة ولاية نصر وتأييد وحفظ وإعانة، وهناك ولاية عامة لجميع الخلق، لكن هذه ولاية خاصة لأهل الإسلام. فنسأل الله تعالى أن يجعلنا منهم. والله المستعان. نعم تفضل.
Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala continued explaining the next part of the trees. And Shaykh Atta Rahimahullah reported on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, every prophet has followers, helpers, and supporters from amongst the prophets. And my follower, helper, and my helper and supporter from amongst them is my father Ibrahim. And he was the close friend of my Lord. He then recited the verse from the Book of Allah. Indeed, the most deserving people of Ibrahim are those who follow him and this Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who believe with him. And Allah is the Wali, the helper and protector of the believers. Now, Allah was explaining that the Prophets, all of them, help and support one another. The Prophets help and support one another, and they follow one another. Each one that comes after another follows the one who came before him. They all follow one another because they all single out Allah with worship in Tawheed. This is what all of the Prophets do. And Allah's Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did exactly this, following the path of his and our father Ibrahim. He was following monotheism, the religion of Ibrahim and the religion of all of the prophets. And because of this, he and his followers have more right to Ibrahim than anyone else. The Muslims have more right to Ibrahim than the Jews and the Christians, who claimed that Ibrahim was a Jew and who claimed that Ibrahim was a Christian. And thus Allah refuted them, saying, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ يَهُودِيًا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَفَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Ibrahim was not a Jew or a Christian. Rather, he was a monotheist. He was not one of the polytheists. And so Allah clarified that the followers of Ibrahim, the ones who single out Allah with worship, the people of Tawheed, they're the ones who have most right to him, not the people who make false claims. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought Islam, following his father in this noble path and following all of the prophets of old. And the people who have most right to attach themselves to this path and the father of these prophets are the people of Iman, the people who follow this religion, the people who follow the religion of Islam. And Allah says at the end of this ayah, Wallahu waliyyul mu'mineen, Allah is the supporter, helper, and protector of the people of Iman, the believers. Indeed, Allah is the Wali, the helper and protector of all people, in that He provides for all people and all created beings, not only people, not only humans, but all created beings. He is responsible for their provisions and for their livelihood, and He provides all living creatures with their livelihood. And thus He is the Wali, the protector of every created being in that sense. But He is even closer to the believers. He is their Wali in a more specific way, in that He is with them in His divine help. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who He is their Wali, their supporter, helper, and protector, and Allah musta'an. Tafadhal Shaykh.
ثم قال الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. هذا الحديث العظيم فيه بيان أن الله تعالى لا ينظر إلى عبده في صورته وفي ماله، فكم من صاحب جاه ومال عظيم هو من أكثر الناس يرد إلى جهنم خالدا فيها مخلدا، وكم من فقير مشوه في خلقه يدخل الجنة في الفردوس الأعلى. إن الله لا ينظر للعبيد في صورهم وجمالها أو حسنها أو قبحها، وفي أموالهم في كثرتها أو قلتها. إنما الله تعالى ينظر إلى قلوب العباد وما فيها من الإيمان واليقين والتوحيد والإخلاص والمتابعة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإلى أعمال جوارحهم تنفيذا لما جاء في القلوب من توحيد ونبذ للشرك وإخلاص لله في جميع عباداته والحذر من البدع. فالله لا ينظر إلى الصور والأموال، وإنما ينظر إلى القلوب وإلى أعمال الجوارح، وكيف يعمل الإنسان في تقربه إلى الله تعالى طاعة وخضوعا وتذللا ومحبة لله تعالى. نسأل الله تعالى أن يجعلنا من أوليائه في الدنيا والآخرة، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. طيب أنا سأنسحب لأني عندي درس آخر، بارك الله فيكم.
إن شاء الله، جزاكم الله خير يا شيخ.
حياكم الله، بارك الله فيكم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala continued explaining the following part of the text, which the author rahimahullah mentioned the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, in which Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Indeed, Allah does not look at your bodies nor your wealth. What He looks at is your hearts and your deeds." Indeed, this is a great hadith showing us that what is important, the really important thing, is the purity of people's hearts and the sincerity of their actions, not how beautiful they appear to be or how rich they are. There are so many people who are physically attractive and very wealthy, but they're the most staunch disbelievers, and they will be from amongst the inhabitants of the hellfire. And how many people are there? There are so many people who are poor and not attractive at all, yet they will be in the highest part of the Jannah, in the Firdaus, the highest part of Jannah. So what is important is not physical appearance, and that is not wealth. What is important is what is in people's hearts, and the deeds that they perform based on what is in their hearts. For amongst the most important of those deeds are Tawheed, singling out Allah with worship, and leaving alone shirk, associating any partners with him, and the people who associate those partners with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so a person should focus on his ikhlas, sincerity, devoting himself to Allah Azza wa Jalla in his actions, considering these actions of worship things which bring him closer to his Lord. This, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst his awliya, to be our helper and protector in this life and the afterlife. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And the Shaykh excused himself as he has yet another class this evening. May Allah bless him for sharing his time at this late hour. And Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.